Here's a quick roundup of news you need to know today, Tuesday, April 16, 2024. Philippine House lawmaker Pantaleon Alvarez might face charges following his call to state forces to turn their back on the Marcos administration. That's according to a former head of the Integrated Bar of the Philippines. The former House Speaker urged the military and police to withdraw their support for President Marcos so he will be forced to step down. This as he expressed concern Marcos's stance on the West Philippine Sea issue may lead to a war with China. Following Alvarez's call, the armed forces and the PNP reaffirmed their loyalty to the Constitution. They vow to uphold their mandate of protecting the Filipino people regardless of who is in power. As the April 30 deadline for jeepney consolidation nears, the Land Transportation Office warns it will take more aggressive actions against Colorum vehicles. The LTO says jeepney drivers and operators who fail to consolidate their vehicles and gather the needed permits after the deadline would be considered Colorum. They could face jail time of up to 6 years if caught operating a Colorum vehicle. Echague Town in Isabela recorded a scorching 40 degrees Celsius Monday afternoon. This is the year's hottest thus far, and the first time since June 2021 that temperatures reached the 40-degree mark in the country. Metro Manila also posted its hottest weather yet this year at 36.9 degrees, observed in Pasay City on Monday. And some areas in the country may be experiencing power issues today. The National Grid Corporation of the Philippines says Luzon will be placed under red alert from 2 to 4 in the afternoon and from 6 to 9 in the evening. The yellow alert will also be up in the island region. Later in the afternoon until late evening, the NGCP will also put the Visayas grid on yellow alert from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. The searing heat in the country has forced households and establishments to use more electricity for air conditioner and other cooling appliances. And that's your latest news alert. For more stories, go to news.abs-cbn.com and iwantpfc.tv.